Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. I'm Amanda Harrison here with my colleague and co-host, Tim Tarantine, and we are here to explore yet again one of North America's top economic developers. So Tim, who'd you speak with this week?
I had a great conversation with Jay Foran. He's with Team NEO, otherwise known as Team Northeast Ohio. And Jay is a senior vice president there. He is what we like to call a master collaborator. He helps regions and communities and corporate clients figure out their goals and helps them understand the data, understand their needs, wants, and desires for growth. He also has an extensive history in business. He had key leadership positions with Procter & Gamble, and his career has just been absolutely amazing. I think our listeners are going to really hear how to bring people together to grow communities. He's doing it in the Cleveland region, and we're watching some great results there. So everybody, keep your ears open and get ready for a great interview with Jay. Hey, Jay, thanks for joining us today on the call. Great to have you. I'm going to start the conversation right away by getting to know who you are. So what's one thing everyone should know about Jay?
One thing. Well, I guess it's I'm a what they call here a boomeranger. That is that I was born and raised in Cleveland, Northeast Ohio. And following graduation from college, I left for a period of 25 years, lived on the West Coast and the Northeast, returning here in 2000.
So all right.
I'm a boomeranger.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Obviously, that's a good thing for your community, right? You came back home and are having an impact. Let's go back to the genesis, though, of this career in economic development. How did you get into economic development? Did you find it or did it find you?
It found me for sure. I, as I said earlier, had a career in the private sector with Procter & Gamble, moved around the country a great deal before returning home, and initially did some consulting, but I had the good fortune to moved back to the same town I grew up in and became sort of caught up with a number of high school friends, et cetera, who, because of their roles in the community, got me quickly involved. And as I got more involved, started to do some leadership roles in local economic development and got involved in helping the school rationalize their facilities. That whole experience I enjoyed so much that I said, hey, I've got to get into this profession. What a gratifying, make-a-difference type of profession. So found my way here to Team NEO shortly thereafter.
Yes, and Team NEO is one of those great examples of successes in economic development. Let's talk about success for just a moment. You know, they say we often learn more from our failures than successes, and we're going to talk about failure in a moment. But I want to know what your definition of success is. How do you define success, not only for yourself as a leader, but then how does Team NEO define success?
Well, the way we're defining it right now is that we're basing it on a regional economic competitive strategy that as a overall region, state, local, regional groups got together and sorted out where we needed to be and what it would take to get there. And so what we focus on is net new employment growth, GRP growth, per capita income, and importantly, labor force participation. We've got to make sure that all parts of our population are in, you know, part of this economic growth.
And if you have impact or move the needle on those particular areas, you'd claim that success for Team NEO?
Yes, we do. They're the same. Many of the same metrics with other organizations in the region.
Sure. So how do you define it, Jay? When you get up and go to work every day, how do you define success? How do you look back and know today was a successful day?
Well, I do that by seeing that companies are growing here in Northeast Ohio and that companies are attracted to what we have here, that they're able to tap into the resources they need. There's the innovation, there's the right atmosphere, workforces here. So again, it's, you know, a reflection of companies' growth. Additionally, just from an organizational standpoint, if we can grow as an organization so that we're providing what these companies need.
Sure.
So that can mean as a group and individually as professionals.
Jay, as we do these interviews and talk to economic developers, the top 50 in North America, there's one common theme that when I ask all of you about success and your organization's success, it's uncanny to me how many of you respond with, how I define success is aligned with my organizational goals. It's great alignment and leadership. I think that's just an amazing thing about our profession and about you great leaders who are leading in it. Let's keep the conversation moving. When we think about success and failure, let's talk about one of those projects that maybe didn't come through, where you didn't get the outcome you were looking for. Can you talk about what happened there and maybe what you learned from that failure?
Well, we learned every time, whether it's a win or, a loss. And we certainly have our fair share of losses. And, for us, it's what is it that we could have done to help that company or that site consultant have the location, have the workforce that they needed. So we're just examining all the time. The best news here for our region is maybe 10 years ago, we were not even in many of the consideration sets of companies and site consultants. We've moved from not being in the game to competing pretty regularly and winning our fair share. So we've been really happy with our progress.
That's great. That's great news, too, for that region of the country. Tell us a little bit more about Northeast Ohio. So what about that region kind of makes it unique? And I know everybody says they're unique, but I know you have some specifics that make Northeast Ohio unique in the country.
Well, yes. And I guess from a economic development standpoint, what makes us unique versus other parts of the country, other regions, is we have four major cities within our region, Cleveland, Akron, Canton, and Youngstown, five different MSAs.
Wow.
So
data collection is fun for you, huh?
Absolutely. 18 counties. We represent about 40% of the state's gross product. And as a region, I think most people know that we have a very strong legacy in manufacturing. In fact, we just did a study the other day that said 18 of the top 20 companies in our region not only are in manufacturing, but they're in manufacturing that's tied to the transportation industry.
Wow.
Planes, trains, automobiles, aerospace.
Sure.
So very interesting.
Absolutely. And very unique to have the diversity in that space, right?
Absolutely.
Another question for you. When you think about all that you've learned, so you came from private industry, volunteerism and engagement brought you into this economic development space across that entire span. What is one of the leadership lessons that you think you've learned that others could grow from?
Well, for me, and it's a formula that I've learned over the years, it's surround yourself with bright and passionate people. You do that and you're halfway there. And I guess the other side of that equation then is just don't get in their way. Make sure that you're providing them with the tools and resources that they need. And working together, you can be very successful. Additionally, I would say it's collaboration. You know, Team NEO does not operate in a vacuum. We depend very heavily on our state partners, our local economic development professionals, our government leaders, et cetera.
Sure.
We know that no one organization can identify and bring a project forward and complete it in the way that it needs to be completed. It truly does take a village.
No question about it. And you all are a great national example of how to bring people together in that way. So, Jay, what's keeping you up at night? What are you conscious of that isn't quite there?
Well, it's probably the recognition that there's 49 other economic development professionals that have been recognized. And so there's stiff competition out there. There's some fantastic communities and regions around the country. And we know that the business world is, more global every day.
No question.
So it's the competition level is certainly what keeps me awake at night. I know that every day that we've got to fight hard, compete hard to make sure that we're helping this region succeed.
No question about it.
Getting the employment growth that we're seeking.
No question about it. Jay, I'm going to get you out of here on this question. And this is kind of a crystal ball question. So as you look into the future of our industry, of economic development, of global business, what do you think the most important thing for communities and economic developers to focus on is? Where should we put most of our strategic focus as an industry?
I think very clearly it's workforce development. Sure. We've heard that for a good number of years now. But I would want to add one caveat, and that is that we have to make sure that we're generating workforce development programs that build greater labor force participation. Again, we can create welders and we can engineers and IT specialists, et cetera. But if we're not including all aspects of our population and not, you know, raising the economic success for as many people as we can, I'm not sure that we are as successful as we'd like to be.
Jay, that's a great point and great insight, and I'm sure that many of our listeners will jump right into that thinking. I think we have to do more for workforce participation, and you hit it on the head with workforce. That's a consistent answer on this podcast, and it just continues to validate your leadership in this industry. Thanks, Jay, for joining us. Thanks for spending your time, and of course, congratulations.
Thank you so much, Tim. Really enjoyed the time.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.